1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Do you have those names phonetically for the tennis players? That's very impressive.
I kind of make them up as I go along.
They sound correct, so good job.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting, Pat. How'd it go?
So we had a somewhat abbreviated meeting, but still very productive. First on our agenda were some decision items, some holdovers that were closed from earlier meetings in this year, but also the end of last year. First was 185 and 195 South Water Street. These are two-family dwelling proposals on South Water Street. And the reason before the commission is because there's some cross easements, there's shared driveways and parking arrangements between the two adjacent parcels. The application was closed at our last meeting to wait for fire marshal comments regarding fire and emergency access concerns, or if there were any. The fire marshals came back and said that there was none. The commission moved forward with their decision-making and approved both those projects. We also had GFC Havemeyer, which is the Armory building. This is for the rehabilitation and redesign of the Armory shed and an addition of 6 dwelling units on what is the surface parking lot to the north of it now, just across the street from our fire station and public safety building. This was closed but not decided for some questions regarding engineering, traffic, and DPW engineering. The applicant or the departments have come to an agreement as to what needs to be done before any permits get issued. They issued a long list for the commission to consider. The commission considered it and made it part of the resolution. So that project was also approved last night. Number two on our agenda was Berkeley Insurance Company. They're looking to expand their presence in Greenwich and redevelop a property at 537 and 545 Steamboat Road on the corner of south corner of Davenport and Steamboat Road. There's currently 5 properties there, 5 buildings. The scope of the project is to take those buildings down and replace it with one large single office building. There's a lot of pre-existing nonconformities on the property that the applicant is wishing to retain. The commission has been trying to understand how the project is getting better, so to speak, with relationship to conformance, which is the metric that most zoning boards have to go through when it talks about continuation of nonconforming uses and setbacks and other dimensional nonconformities. Applicant has not addressed a lot of traffic sewer engineering comments. Those are still outstanding, and there's also some data points regarding the existing buildings that need to be provided. This was converted to a preliminary. Commission then moved it to final, and we'll be back at a later date under a new application. Next, we had Elysium 201 LLC. This is a house on Byram Shore Road near the coastline, sort of a long, narrow lot. Commission was originally concerned, as with other related agencies, about amount of disturbance. There is a vegetated rock ledge in sort of the central part of the site that the applicant was going to excavate and level and make a lawn and plant back, which is good, but losing existing habitat is not an ideal situation if it can be avoided. Applicant has come back with some revisions to that plan and has satisfied the commission, and they moved it forward last night, approving that with conditions. Item four was postponed. Item five is the redevelopment of, the additions to the 30th Field Point Road, which is the former Lutheran Church, now the current Chabad Center for Jewish Life, just across the street from Town Hall. Chabad is looking to renovate the building. Obviously, being a Lutheran church and this being a center for Jewish faith, that not exactly the setup that works for the activities that need to go on. They're not looking to expand the seats. The current occupancy is adequate for the activities, but they're looking to have a fellowship hall, some ancillary offices and other rooms and just creating a layout that functions better for their activities. As everyone's probably aware, it's in the downtown. Parking is always a premium. The property has a variance for the number of spaces it has now. They're not looking to change or exceed that, but there is obviously concerns about traffic, you know, parking management, how many people walk to this type of facility is also a little bit of a heightened concern because there's typically going to be more people walking for this type of facility than there was in the prior. So a lot of comments about managing the project and have helping the clergy, the attendees of the synagogue understanding how to get there and making sure it's safe. So that was left open for a later meeting. Number 6, 1 Smith Road was postponed. Number 7, 279 Sound Beach Ave is for 279 Sound Beach Avenue. This is a change of use from a real estate sales office to an office use. These are both legally non-conforming. Well, I should say the real estate office is a legally non-conforming use on the first floor in the zone, looking to change the office. Very simple request, small office, about 5 employees at max. Commission approved that with conditions. 228 Ground Hill Road was postponed, as was the Convent of Sacred Heart, their request for a chicken coop. That will be back at later meetings. We had 2 discussion items. OG Real Estate, which is 200 and Sound Beach Ave and 13 Arcadia and 33 Arcadia Road. These are actually 2 separate student tutoring centers that are looking to occupy the upper floors of this building and have a parent drop-off system in the back off of Arcadia Road. The discussion here was really about how to facilitate the drop-off. It's a tight parking lot. Having kids get out of the car and getting safely into the building on the second floor is, of a paramount concern. Commission just wants to make sure the applicant will address that when it comes back as a final application. And then the last 3 discussion items were related to Greenwich Hospital and their holdings in and around the hospital on Perry Ridge and Lafayette Place. As many of us probably remember, there was a proposal to create a Smilo Cancer Center on Lake Ave, on the just south of the hospital. Those applications were denied by the commission for a number of reasons. The hospital has come back now, and they're looking to do an alternative plan where spreading out and taking out sort of the non-essential ancillary activities in the hospital building and putting them into the existing structures that they own in the town. HR departments, for example, and moving those off-site could afford them an opportunity to capture space in the current hospital for an eventual cancer center. So this is the pre-app, the first discussion about what they're doing. Applicant has been out in the public and seems to have been good outreach beforehand. So we had a fruitful discussion, and that will be back at a later date.
All right. When's the next meeting, and what do you got cooking for us then, Pat?
Sure. Next meeting will be on the 24th, and we will have One American Lane. We expect to talk about the applications that were postponed here on this application, Cherry Valley and obviously Sacred Heart. I think those are the major hitters for the end of the month.
All right, fantastic. Did you say February 4th? Is that the next meeting?
It's the 4th and the 24th. So I might have said both.
Okay.
February 4th and then the 24th.
All right, fantastic. Pat, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining us this morning after last night.